How's your car looking? Showing its age? Faded paint? Dents? Dings? Don't worry. Maaco is here to help. They're the experts in affordable paint jobs and light collision repairs, helping you keep your car looking its best without breaking the bank. With Maaco's national reach and community focus, you're not just getting top-notch service. You're actually getting a partner you can trust. Visit your local Maaco today and see how they can refresh your ride. Go in, get the free estimate, and the expert technicians will handle the rest. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, pregnancy comes with all sorts of surprises, morning sickness, bizarre cravings, and apparently ghostly spooning. In this episode, we unravel an eerie experience of a mom-to-be who moved into a new house, only to find out it came with an extra unseen residence.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, that indeed it is. And 855-853-4802 if you want to share your real ghost stories with us. And there's the old web page, too, where you log on, you put that code in at the top of the screen, and it takes you to an address, and there you can actually write out your ghost story, should you so choose. And it's realghoststoriesonline.com on the internet. Tony and Todd with you on today's episode. What's going on?
I don't remember what you were saying. Oh, the ghostly spooning.
Ghostly spooning. Yes. Yeah.
That made me giggle just a little bit. So now I'm interested to find out exactly what the hell went on there.
Have you ever been ghostly spooned?
I have not. And to be honest with you, I feel like I'm missing out.
Yeah. I mean, why not? In a little extra comfort at night, even if it's a ghost. I will say this. I remember it's not spooning, but just feeling something on your bed that is not there.
Yeah.
For years.
Wasn't that your cat or something like that?
Yeah, my cat, Kitty, for years after she died. And the new cat hated me, so I knew that cat wasn't coming up into my room. I could feel it, like the cat was there. I could, you know how they like move their paws back and forth and do that?
Yep.
That it was, I could feel that. And I was halfway asleep, but I think it was, it was just my muscle memory and all that, because I had a cat that did that for the first, existence in life. And yeah, but I thought I could feel that all the time. And I never thought anything ghostly of it. All I did was think, it's just in my mind. And maybe it was, I don't know. Another thing in that, that room, I remember every day at like 6:30 or something, I could hear my dad drive out of the driveway and his like truck hit the gravel of the driveway back there, kind of do a Y turn and then go up the driveway on the side, and you could hear it go up the side. And I swear to God, I heard that in my mind until I was about 25.
Really? Even like when you moved away and stuff?
I moved away at 18, and any apartment I was in, any house I was in, every morning I would still wake up and swear to God I could hear that.
That's interesting. That's interesting.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm like wide awake, I'm not hearing it, but if I'm just laying there in bed, even just like kind of cognizant, I could hear it. And it was like, what the fuck? But once I thought of it, then it, you know, kind of went away. But
so the question would be from me would be, are you just remembering something, or did that act somehow ingrain itself?
It's like
you're actually, you know what I'm saying?
I think it's like Pavlovian, basically. I mean, it's like the same bell every single time of the day. I mean, we all get used to that. If we have an alarm or something, I mean, you'll end up starting naturally waking up like right around the time your alarm goes off.
Sure.
So yeah. I think when you have, and my parents were very pragmatic, very routine, very much in their routines every day, same time, everything.
Right.
So it didn't leave for a lot of like, oh, maybe dad leaves at this time of the day or this or that. It was always just on the dot, this, that, there. And I think that also kind of helps with basically, you know, you're creating a rhythm in your brain. And if you do that for so long every single day, yeah, it'll certainly make that impact.
Yeah, okay, that's an easy way out. But yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right.
What's the easy way out of that?
Well, I'm just thinking maybe there's something more to it than just you get used to it. And it's,
oh,
listen,
okay,
between 18 and 25, that's a long time to still be kind of experiencing that.
But what would it, I mean, there's not, what, the ghost of the gravel?
Not saying the ghost, but I'm saying the energy of him doing it every day may have somehow left an impression, not just mentally with you, but some other way.
Wouldn't it be creepy if, like, anywhere I was, everybody around me would also hear the gravel?
Yeah. Like, what the fuck is that? It's like, you have to explain it to everybody you ever have a relationship with.
Exactly.
So, just so you know, at 6:30, this is going to wake you up.
Yeah. But your dad's retired. And he lives in Wisconsin, too. And he's nowhere near us right now. But I just have this thing where then the sound of gravel crunching at 6:30 a.m. will just emanate into the atmosphere. I can't help it, but it is what it is.
Right. Get used to it.
Yep. If you're in like a 1 mile radius, you get to experience that sort of shit. That'd be an interesting piece for a movie.
Yeah, definitely.
855-853-4802 is our number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go to a caller. Hi.
Hi, Tony. My name is Jasenia. I'm actually calling from North Carolina, a little small town called St. Paul's. So I've never been a person to have bad dreams or nightmares or sleep paralysis. I've never really had any until I was pregnant. When I became pregnant with my son, I was having nightmares and I was having sleep paralysis probably like on a weekly basis. So this was happening a lot. And even for a few months after I had my son, so we had moved to a new house while I was still pregnant, and someone told me there was a ghost there. It wasn't a very active ghost, but I was told that there was a ghost there. So I was sleeping one night, and I was having like nightmares just constantly. Sometimes it was about the baby, sometimes it was me being attacked. But on this specific night, I was having a nightmare, and then I was having sleep paralysis. So I was just struggling through it. And you know how when you're having sleep paralysis, you're almost like you know that you're having sleep paralysis and you're telling yourself to get up, like to fight through it, to wake up. And so it's like you're conscious but not conscious. I don't know if I can, you know, explain myself any better than that, but that's kind of the trance that I was in. I was just like, you need to get up, like you need to wake up, like fight through this, get up. And I could feel my heart just beating out of my chest. Like it was just getting worse and worse. I was terrified. I felt like I was bound to the bed. And all of a sudden I start hearing like the door open, you know, like my husband got home. He used to work night shift, so I thought that he was home. I was like, okay, great, he's home, he's gonna come in here and he's gonna be able to wake me up or whatnot. And so I hear the door open, I hear footsteps in the kitchen, and I hear him go to the fridge and take out a glass of milk and whatever he used to do in the morning. And then I hear him walking to the bedroom. He opens the door, or so I thought, right? He opens the door, he gets on the bed, and he, I guess, you know, usually he didn't want to disturb me. So he gets on the bed, and he turns over, and he just holds me. And then it went away. Like, I was able to get up. So the sleep paralysis stopped, everything stopped, and I woke up. And I'm expecting to see him there because all of that happened. And I realized that there's nobody there. So at this point, I'm like, what just happened? So I wake up, and like I said, there was no one there. And I just kind of was breathing heavy. I was sweating. I was like, okay, you know, whatever that was, thank you. And I just went back to bed. It was actually like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. So my husband wasn't even out of work. But this happened again a few times, not to that extent, but something would just like tap on the bed to wake me up. Like when I was having nightmares or just not like having this restless, sleepless night, something would tap on the bed or tap on my foot to wake me up. And I figured it was something with the house. I was like, okay, well, I guess they can sense that I'm having a good night. And we live in the middle of nowhere, so there were times when I would be terrified because it was literally just a house sitting on like 20-something, 30-something acres of land, just like nothing near me, no neighbors or anything. So sometimes I was like terrified, scared to death, alone. So we moved, actually, and, you know, I didn't expect anything to happen at the other house, but I spent a few nights on the couch because, you know, we were trying to get everything together in the rooms, and my husband was still working night shift, and I was having the same situation where sometimes I was having bad dreams, not as often anymore as when I was pregnant, but it was still happening. And again, there was something tapping at the edge of the bed. Sometimes I would feel like someone sitting on the edge of the bed because, you know, there was a little dent, and it would wake me up. And it was only when I was having nightmares or when I was having sleep paralysis or what have you. And it was either the tapping on the couch or when I was on the bed or tapping on my feet or sitting. And I don't know what that is. I haven't had nightmares for such a long time now, so I never felt it again. I can be thankful, I guess, because it would wake me up. Because sleep paralysis, like, it's no fun. And sometimes when you can't get yourself out of it, like, you just... It's so brutal because you feel like you're just so trapped, but at the same time you're conscious, which makes it excruciating, mentally, physically, sometimes also emotionally. Like, it just, and imagine being pregnant. Like, I would wake up and I knew that my blood pressure was just elevated. So yeah, whatever that was, I just was very thankful, and I never felt any malice or anything. And it just went away. But I feel like if it were to start happening again, I feel like it would come back to my rescue, sort of. Speak. But anyway, I wanted to share that. And thank you for providing an outlet for stories like this. It's amazing.
Thank you for sharing that story with us. Thoughts on all that?
Sounds like something may have been following her around, or maybe it's just a way, you know, for her body and her conscience to kind of wake her up when there's a bad dream or whatever. But, mm-hmm. you know, as you said, having those situations where you feel the cat jump up on the bed, I've felt the dog that passed away recently jump up on the bed and all that kind of stuff too. So mm-hmm. it's hard to say exactly what that is, but it almost seems like if it was an energy or an entity, it was trying to look out for her a little bit.
It does. Yeah. Like it had some sort of consciousness to it.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing that story with us. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you'd like to share yours, we'd love to hear it. Of course, you can write it at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, all that stuff, it's all there for you ad-free on Apple Podcasts, on our premium channel, or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes. Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes. Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes. Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes. Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.